So hello, everyone. Welcome to this episode of Hearing Voices. I'm David Angelo. Today, it's my pleasure to welcome as my guest, Jamie Lerner. Jamie Lerner, co-author of the book, The Ever-Loving Essence of You, can put a fresh spin on just about anything that anyone throws her way. Her unique and masterful ability to reframe even the most difficult situations is astounding. All of a sudden, your biggest nightmare becomes your greatest pleasure, as she lovingly helps you sift through the contrast and find that small opening of light that quickly becomes your greatest jumping-off point for clarity. Unassuming, reassuring, and seemingly without any sense of ego, Jamie Lerner is able to put everyone and everything at ease. Jamie Lerner is an asset to any corporate setting. She's easily able to untangle the issues at hand and move right along into helping facilitate a solution-based platform for creative, productive, good-feeling collaboration and change. Jamie Lerner can most often be seen working with individuals, children, adults, and couples, as well as with small groups. She never positions herself as the expert of anything and is always reminding you that it is you who knows best for yourself, always. Let's get started. Jamie, welcome to the show. Thank you for being on.
Thank you for having me.
So let's begin with a little bit about your work. If you could describe what it is that you do.
Okay. Well, traditionally, I was trained as a psychotherapist, and I had a private practice for a long time, and it never quite felt right to me to continue to ask people to look backwards, because I felt like we were not helping them move forward. So I gave up that practice and I traveled and I studied and I rethought, you know, how I might assist people in assisting themselves. And I have a practice called the Integrative Approach to Well-Being. And really what I help people do is to identify what they're wanting for themselves in their now, and then assist them in moving forward. And it's a really fun and quick process. And I believe that it takes just a little shift, which is just a moment in time, which allows us to move forward to what we're wanting without really having to address what we're not wanting. So that's what I do.
And can you elaborate a little bit on what is our now?
Well, our now is in this moment. And it's interesting, when we find ourselves reacting instead of responding, that is a very good indication that we are not in our now. Because really, there's nothing in our now that would allow us to react or to become undone or disconnected from ourselves. So we tend to, instead of being in this moment and addressing ourselves here and now, we tend to unconsciously react to all kinds of things that are going on around us. And I think that when we can think about things a little differently, we have a choice in how we want to respond to something as opposed to react. Responding is really being in our now and making a conscious choice about how we're feeling and sidestepping sometimes the emotional component of how we're feeling so that we can really look at whatever the issue is at hand. So it's just asking people to think about things a little differently than they're used to.
So let me play devil's advocate here, for there's some listeners I'm sure that may have the question. If I am planning, which is something that will take place in the future, am I out of my now?
Usually when we're planning something for our future, we're in our right now. And it's in this moment, and then what we're desiring for the next moment. So planning is a wonderful place to be, because we really need to be here as we're asking for whatever is going to be happening next. Although, if we are not in our now and we're in a place of anticipatory anxiety about our future, usually we're not in our now. We are revisiting something that happened long ago. And from that point, we are reacting. If, in fact, we are able to look at all of the old stuff from our now perspective, it would all look and feel very differently because we are different now. What people tend to do is they tend to look back, not from their now. And so that is an old reaction. That's an old program reflex. And this is how we kind of live disconnected from ourselves as opposed to connecting with ourselves, taking a breath and being in this moment. And in this moment, there's really nothing much happening. It's just a moment. So once again, it's just a way of reframing how we're seeing things and experiencing things and kind of learning how to ask ourselves the question, are we in our now or not? Mm-hmm. Are we connected to ourselves or are we not? And it doesn't matter what the answer is. The important thing is that we're able to make the distinction for ourselves. From that distinction comes a new choice about how we're choosing to feel. And you know, I'm really passionate about that personal responsibility and making choices about what we're thinking about and how we're choosing to feel about pretty much everything. So
in making those conscious choices, we would all like to feel the best that we can feel at any given moment. So it boils down to knowing ourselves, knowing who we are, knowing what makes us feel good, what makes us not feel so good, what is it that we want, and what do we not want? We've always had those visceral feelings, yes, when you're up against a situation and it just doesn't feel right, but somehow peer pressure or something kind of coerces you into moving in that direction anyway. And then, as we all know, afterwards, you're like, I should have listened to myself.
Right. So it's the process of trusting ourselves, or we can choose to not feel good. And it's the ability that we're making that choice, which allows us to not feel like we're a victim to anything. So choice is huge, and choice is available to everybody. A lot of people don't want the choice, nor do they want personal responsibility.
Right.
Which is also a choice. So,
if you make a conscious choice based on how you're feeling not to do something, and it ends up, by someone else's definition, that you should have done it, well, maybe it's just not the right time for you. So there are no right or wrongs. Is that a way of saying it?
Yes, I think it's simply contrast. And I think when we're in alignment with ourselves, which means that our thoughts and our feelings are lined up as one, it becomes very clear to us which direction we are choosing to move in for ourselves. And at that point, having that kind of clarity, we're not very interested in what others are thinking we should or should not do. And that's a wonderful place to be. And I think that it's very easy for us to get there. One of the things I ask people to do is to listen to the mind chatter, because we have this kind of ongoing, dialogue running in the background that we're sometimes unaware of. And so to quiet the mind and to start listening to the kinds of things that we're talking to ourselves about becomes really helpful if we're able to filter out what other people are saying and really just tune into what we're saying to ourselves. In those kinds of situations, we find that there is some good clarity. And then once again, what we do with that clarity, that's another choice. But it allows people to feel like they have some power over themselves and then to execute that power any way that feels best to them.
I have heard the mind chatter described as the ego talking.
Or the drunken monkey.
Yes.
I think a lot of it is just old messages that we've heard over and over and over again, and we haven't really stopped and isolated what those words and meanings are and asked ourselves if we're consciously choosing to continue to run that tape. So a lot of it is not based on really anything except just a habit of thinking that is not conscious. And when we know that in the moment that we're thinking something that doesn't feel good and that we have control over it, we can make a choice to stop and to shift gears and to think about something that feels better.
Mm-hmm.
It takes 30 days to change a habit, but it's just a habit, and that's all it is. Mm-hmm. And really, none of these things that we're talking about are a big deal. These are just little things that if we want to, we can apply them and make some simple changes so that we can feel better. And I think that that's what it's all about. You know, we often can't be in control of what's happening, but we can always choose how we're wanting to feel about what's happening. So therein kind of lies the power, right? Or your response to it. Or sometimes it's just lack of response. Sometimes to say nothing is a wonderful response. So that's the other thing, to give people permission to just say, you know what, I need a moment to think about this and I'll get back to you. And that really provides us time to kind of think through how we want to respond, if we want to respond, as opposed to just reacting and respond. So it all feels much better once you practice it.
Can you touch on the contrast? What I'm thinking is it's the difference between our higher self, our connection to source, versus the physical aspect of who we are, the human aspect of ourselves, the egoic mind, if you will.
My belief is when we're connected to ourselves, our ego stands down. There's no room for ego when we're connected. Ego is a really important defense, and it is available when we need ego. But 99% of the time when we are connected to ourselves, the ego has, you know, it really just stands down. And because when we are connected to ourselves, we are so clear about who we are, and we don't need to defend it to anybody. Contrast is anything that is unwanted. And out of contrast, we really decide what we do want. Most people know what they don't want. Many people have a very hard time deciding what they do want. But contrast is really helpful, because when you know what you don't want, then you can begin to say, well, what do I want? So I look at everything that is not wanted as contrast. And you know, contrast is not good. It's not bad. It just is. It's just an opportunity to reevaluate what you're wanting.
So, what a good exercise be to ask yourself often, what do I want? What do I like? How am I feeling?
Well, yes. What do I desire? Because the other thing that I find is that people get really stuck in words that are a dead end instead of an opening. So people have a hard time with wanting. In society, we're told we shouldn't want for things. So people have a hard time thinking about what they want and feeling good about it. But what do you desire? That's a very open-ended, kind of dream-like way to start thinking about things that I think is more of an opening for people. But yes, not only to ask the question, but then to sit and really listen to yourself, because I think we do have all the answers. We just don't consider ourselves as our own greatest resource. And I think we are. Who would know better for you than you? Nobody. There's nobody that would, really. So that's a new message for people too. And people need that permission.
As an exercise, an acting coach of mine once said that the majority part of acting, of good acting, is reacting to your scene mate, if, for example. Everyone has the script. We all know what's coming and what's going, but it's how you react that brings the believability to the character. So where the scene may cause for you to have an angry response, your opposite scene partner gives you the line reading, and then you ask yourself, you as an individual, how did that make me feel? And then that's where your response, no matter if it's scripted or not, that's how your response comes. It comes from that real place of feeling.
Yes, and so that is reaction. And the difference between that and a response would be when we are connected to ourselves and someone says something to us, and we are not in any way affected by it, except that we're understanding that they are communicating something to us, not about us, but to us. That is the true connection. That is our ability to be so clear in who we are that we're able to sidestep the emotional component, listen to what they're saying with compassion without believing that it is about us. Because what people say is a reflection of themselves. It's not about us. And that is how we misunderstand a lot of our interaction with others. When we have a very good connected relationship with ourselves, we are not insulted. We are not put down. We do not take on the reactions of other people. We just listen with compassion, with good understanding that they are communicating something about them.
Like the four agreements, don't take anything personal.
Exactly. And it feels really good. And when people hear themselves because you haven't responded, they get to sit with that, with themselves. When we react, we take it away from themselves. So, you know, a great example is with children. You know, sometimes children say things that they don't mean. And as a parent, I mean, I have three grown children and I have three grandchildren at this point. But, you know, when my children would say whatever they would say, my response was always, I'm really sorry you feel that way. And I never took it on, which allowed them to sit with whatever it was that they were feeling and to take personal responsibility for it. Not to feel bad about it because I have felt bad about what they said. So it really is a nice way to communicate with one another, and everyone gets to take personal responsibility for whatever it is that they're feeling. Mm-hmm. That's responding, which feels a lot better than reacting. But there's no drama in that, and that's really boring for people. People love drama. You know, they love a circus. They love, you know, they love all the mess of life, which is great. And that's a choice.
And that, well, yeah, of course, that's part of why, you know, a big part of why we are here in this human form is to have this physical experience. Yes, it's
yes,
right, and all aspects of it, and there is no good or bad. It just all is.
Exactly, it is, and it's. I think life is beautiful and amazing and wonderful, and there's so much to experience, and there's so much choice out there, and there's something and someone for everyone. And then there's more if you want more, because I think we're all doing just fine. And the question is, do we want something more for ourselves? And that's where that consciousness comes in. That's the piece where we really get to tap into the more, the higher vibrational living, is through our conscious ability to create the relationship with ourselves and then co-create it with others. And that's super exciting. That's really fun.
Jamie, we're coming up to the end of our time together here. I really want to thank you for being on. But we could go on for for hours. It's just, it's amazing. For the listeners out there, what's the best way for them to learn more about you, to get in contact with you? What's the best way for them to do that?
I have a website. It's www.jamie-lerner.com. And there's a lot of really good information on the website that's free, and some really good resources and links. And So, you know, I welcome people to just take a peek, and they know immediately if I'm someone that they would like to work with or not. And whoever it is that you do work with, if you are working with someone, really shop around and make sure that that person resonates with you. Because I do believe that there are so many ways that, you know, people can tap into teachers and coaches and therapists. And it's important that that person is someone that resonates with your sensibilities and what you're wanting for yourself. So
thank you again for being on the show today. I appreciate you very much.
Thank you. Thank you.
Have a great evening.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
A very heartfelt thank you to my special guest today, Jamie Lerner. Do check out her website at jamie-lerner.com. So that's www.jamie-lerner.com. I'll end the program today with a quote from Jamie's book. It's wonderful when we give ourselves the luxury of time to ponder something for pleasure and curiosity and for the sheer joy of it. Thanks, everyone, for listening. Take care of yourselves and take care of one another. I'm David Angelo.